Around 20 councillors came here today and they presented in the AV room. And what they said is very, very clear. You have families, some of them with children with disabilities, with persons with disabilities, some of them who are older people, pensioners, who are being asked to engage with building contractors and try to find alternative accommodation for a year when there's nothing to be found. The government have just wiped their hands of it. No responsibility. They've been repeatedly asked, can they deploy the housing agency to build urgent, temporary, modular accommodation? No. Could they engage with holiday homeowners who might have properties available? No. Nothing to do with us. There's your money. Away you go. But of course, they're not going to get 100% redress because you won't let the housing agency run the project. You're expecting traumatised homeowners whose lives have been destroyed to try to engage with building contractors to put a square plug into a round hole, to try and make an amount of money fit that just can't fit, to make them pay tens of thousands of euro. So, Minister, I'll ask you to speak to your senior colleague who's left early, hasn't the courtesy to stay and listen. Will he meet with Donegal County Council? Will he meet with the councillors who are here today, cross-party, including his own government councillors, who've called the scheme a sham, who've called out their own government and said they need to get up there urgently? Because I'm telling you something now, you're going to have people on the street again very, very soon in Donegal, Mayo, Clare and all of these counties again very soon. They're in desperate situation.